Well, the latest excuse is that we cannot allow arms to come into Gaza, but this is an excuse which is not very convincing, because the blockade is not against arms only. It is against foodstuffs, it's against pasta, it's against fruit and vegetables, against paper, against toys for children, and many other items. So this pretext that we cannot allow arms to come into Gaza is very unconvincing. If the idea was to prevent, only to prevent arms coming to Gaza, then the Israeli Navy should have stopped the ships, inspected the cargo, and then let them go to Gaza. But Mr. Netanyahu said, we shall not allow the port of Gaza to become a port of entry, because then the port of Gaza would turn into an Iranian port on the Mediterranean. This sounds to me completely silly.
Are the Israeli citizens in Tel Aviv and other cities aware of the situation in Gaza?
Yes and no. They hear about it from time to time, but they ignore it. It's Gaza, which is about half an hour drive from Tel Aviv, could have been on the moon. People don't want to hear about it. People don't hear about it. The general idea is that we have left Gaza 5 years ago, and why do they torture us?
So nobody's talking about the blockade and the humanitarian crisis.
Well, we are, of course we are. There is a significant peace movement in Israel. We have demonstrated against the attack on the flotilla on Monday morning at the port of Gaza. At Monday evening, there was a big demonstration in front of the Ministry of Defense in Tel Aviv. Tonight, we are going to have a big demonstration through the streets of Tel Aviv demanding the abolition of the blockade. So there is a lot of debate in Israel about it. But we are up against a huge propaganda machine which says that the blockade is essential for the existence of Israel.
How much people come to such protests usually?
Well, on Monday before the Ministry of Defense, there were 2,000 people. And I expect today to be much bigger.